Today, predator-free Wellington begins a huge project to install 6,000 traps and bait stations across Miramar Peninsula. It's the biggest urban predator eradication operation in the country, and it involves a number of households and businesses. James Wilcox is the project director, and he joins me now. Hi, James.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Congratulations. We've reached the day, eh?
We have indeed. Huge excitement here in Wellington today.
Very proud and very humble. You've basically carved off a big hunk of the city and said we're not going to have any more rats or stoats or weasels or possums here.
We have indeed, and of course that's the first step for us, Jesse. So phase one is Miramar, and then we'll move out across the city from there.
I think you already eradicated possums, is that right?
Yeah, possums were eradicated in an operation led by Greater Wellington Regional Council in the mid-2000s. So we're already one down, which is great, and it's a bit of a badge of honour for people who are living out there on Miramar already.
Do you know if there are many stoats or weasels?
Look, stoats and weasels have been monitoring relatively low, so we've been running annual chew card operations just to understand, you know, the presence and absence of mustelids and rats, and also where they move about. What we do know is they tend to track around the coastline, so that's where we're paying particular attention.
So what's the plan, buddy?
So we're getting 6,000 devices out there over the next couple of weeks. So that's bait stations and traps on a grid of 50 by 50 metres. So that's, you know, people's backyards, businesses, international airport, film studios, the lot. And then these big traps and wicker length boxes, a dot 200 on a 100 by 100 metre grid across the entire peninsula. So that gives us access to every rat home range, every stoat home range, and every weasel home range. So we want to do this once, right? We want to get in there, do this once, and then protect the area from reinvasion.
What do the locals make of it, and how do you know what they think of it?
So that's been huge for us. I mean, I'm absolutely adamant that the success of this project relies on huge community support. So we've been testing our license to operate, if you like, our mandate from the city on a couple of levels. So we run a citywide survey every 2 years, and the first one of those we ran in 2017, and that came back at 84% of respondents supporting eradication and, you know, 1% against. And we ran that again this year in March, and that came back at 92% support for eradication for the permanent removal of these species and 0.8% against. So that's our first massive test in terms of a mandate from the city. And then secondly from that, what's so different around this project is it's built from the ground up, you know, with the community right at the centre. So we've had three people out on the peninsula since February, and they've been amassing the 3,000 separate permissions we need to operate. So literally going around and knocking on people's doors, asking if they're prepared to host a trap or a bait station. And we're now into the late, about 97, 98% of those. So it's not using a big stick or doing to people. It's inviting them to come on board and enabling them to make those decisions. So that's pretty massive engagement.
Yeah, you want them setting the traps and clearing them out yourself, or it sounds like you've got other people doing it.
Yeah, so we've just brought on a team of 26 field operators. So they'll be doing all the clearing and resetting, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, great.
And of course, this is what we're bringing to the equation in terms of predator-free Wellington. Relies on our community groups, our backyard trappers continuing on as well. So what we're saying is, you know, all of the resourcing that we can bring together with what the community's already doing, actually we've got a real shot at solving this. So it's pretty amazing.
When do you think you might say goodbye to the last rat on Miramar Peninsula?
Well, we're hoping we can give a bit of a Christmas present back to Wellingtonians by the 20th of December, Jesse. So, you know, all going well, we're working to a schedule of a three-month knockdown, and then we're into what's called survivor detection, so really hunting out those last few individuals where they might be holed up. So, you know, with those 26 people out there, we've got really good eyes and ears over our entire network, and each one of our devices, each one of those 6,000 devices will be visited within a week to make sure it's functioning. So we're clearing out traps, understanding what's happening with our bait stations, and we can adapt our management, our operational actions accordingly.
Will people know if their trap has caught something?
Oh, look, I'm sure they will. We're getting hundreds of messages of support already, and people noticing traps popping up on the peninsula and checking things out. So, you know, it's great. The system in terms of the feedback from community and letting us know what's going on out there is alive and well. And it's pretty humbling to see the yeah. level of support and the level of engagement around this.
You expect you'll see more native wildlife?
Oh, look, absolutely. And important to remember, Predator Free Wellington really is about finishing a job, and you know, we have our roots in incredible work programs led by our partners in Wellington City Council and Greater Wellington Regional Council that have been going on for 20 years in terms of integrated predator control. And of course we've got Zealandia, this fantastic space in the centre of the city where some of our most precious taonga species are starting to spill out and recolonise the city. So we've already got karia there, our native falcon. There's about 5,000 of those left in the world. There's a pair fledging on Miramar at the moment. Backyard trappers and residents are noticing, you know, new levels of tui and kereru starting to come back, and even in Kurimako, our bellbird, which is absolutely amazing. And look, that's the other side of things for us. We're already measuring the outcome space, understanding how native species, our lizards, skinks and geckos and our birds are coming back through the city, and the rates of increase have just been absolutely phenomenal. So, you know, I talk about the example of 20 years ago, for me to see a kaka, I would have had to, you know, walk into the bush up in Puriora for a few hours and maybe I'd see one. And look, our kids get to see them from the bus stop most days. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just absolutely incredible.
Hey, what do you know about cats?
No, look, cats aren't part of the program, so we're just focusing on possums, stoats, weasels, and rats, you know, in alignment with...
Good to have a word to them about cats, though, eh? Good to have a bit of an information education project now that there's no rats.
We advocate for responsible cat ownership. Yeah, you know, okay. We've got cats at home, we've got dogs as well, and we do what you'd expect, keep them well fed, and we keep our cats in at night to try and, you know, make sure they don't get run over or anything like that, and that's all we can expect of people. So, Wellingtonians are pretty responsible pet owners, so...
Hey, good luck. Let me know how you get on. All right, James, nice to chat to you.
Oh, certainly will, Jesse. Look, thank you very much for your time.
Okay. It's predator-free Miramar Peninsula. Pretty exciting stuff.